AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol subpoenas House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and four other Republican lawmakers, including Ohio's Jim Jordan.
We sent a letter out in early January, laid out all our concerns, like the one where they took evidence, altered it, and lied to the country about it. So none of our concerns, actually, we've got more concerns now.
The five refused an invitation to meet with the committee about what they know about the planning ahead of the attack. Committee member, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
Everyone who received a subpoena today had received a request to come interview before, has not complied.
More than 20 homes have burned in a wildfire in Southern California, many multi-million-dollar mansions. Sasan Darian lives in the neighborhood.
It's just surreal because I was here yesterday while it was happening. I had to rush out, and now the house is totally gone.
From New Mexico to Colorado into the Midwest, forecasters issue red flag warnings of extreme wildfire danger. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell tells NPR's Marketplace high inflation and economic weakness overseas could thwart the efforts to avoid causing a recession. After portraying the effort to raise interest rates as a so-called soft landing for the economy, Powell in the interview says the balancing act, which many economists have said they doubt the Fed could achieve, could be undercut by economic slowdowns in Europe and China. Powell says slowing inflation from its current 6.6% to a 2% target would include some pain, but the most painful thing would be inflation entrenched at a high level. Randy Weaver is dead, age 74. Weaver headed a family involved in an 11-day Ruby Ridge standoff in Idaho with federal agents in 1992. His wife and 14-year-old son were killed, along with a federal agent. The standoff helped spark the growth of anti-government extremism. This is AP News. Three Louisiana state troopers face reduced charges in the beating of a black man.
State prosecutors have charged three Louisiana State Police troopers with misdemeanor simple battery in the arrest of a black motorist in May of 2020.
I got both hands!
Police body camera video showed officers Jacob Brown, Dakota DeMoss, and George Cam Harper, who are white, piling onto Antonio Harris following a high-speed chase, kneeing, slapping, and punching Harris, who was face down on the ground. In text messages, the officers bragged the whooping would give Harris nightmares for a long time. The troopers were arrested in February 2021 on felony charges of malfeasance in office, but local prosecutors elected not to bring that count last week. A federal grand jury has been hearing testimony in the case. I'm Mike Gracia.
Billionaire Elon Musk's legal troubles over stock buys in Twitter and Tesla drive down the value of both companies. Tesla hurt the most, losing 16% this week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.